degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We expect a high in the mid-70s today. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee has one of the highest grocery taxes in the nation at 4%. As prices rise, cutting that tax has been popular with voters. But WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports the tax has survived another budget year.
Republican leadership had floated different ways to cut down on the state's grocery tax, exempting the tax for produce or for senior citizens. But none of those proposals made it across the finish line. Democrats want to end the tax entirely.
Not only are we one of the only states with a grocery tax, we have one of the highest grocery taxes in the entire country. We've done nothing about that.
That's Nashville Democratic Representative John Clemens. His fellow House member, Afton Bain, led an effort to end the tax. While it didn't pass, the push appeared to give Bain a boost in a special congressional election last year.
The Democrats want to rob Peter to pay Paul. They want to punish some Tennesseans and help others.
That's House Majority Leader William Lamberth. He criticized the Democratic plan for ending the grocery tax by shifting the cost to corporations.
We don't do that. When we reduce taxes on everyone, just as we reduced the grocery tax three times previously.
In the past, Republican Governor Bill Lee has budgeted for tax-free holidays, but there were none in his final budget in office. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
XAI, the company that runs the massive Colossus data center in Memphis, could soon add a new tool for building AI products. XAI's parent company, SpaceX, says it could spend billions this year to work with the AI coding tool Cursor or buy it outright for some $60 billion. Cursor helps spark the vibe coding trend in computer programming. The deal is part of a bid to show the AI company can hold its own as it prepares to start selling its stock publicly this year. The Memphis data centers have drawn criticism and legal challenges, including a suit this month over what NAACP says is illegal pollution from unpermitted gas turbines. Well, it started last year when an escaped zebra went viral for roaming through Rutherford County for a week. Then a fugitive antelope called an oryx was spotted in Jolton in Ashland City in March. Now we have news of an escaped emu who attacked a Mount Juliet woman. Ann Edwards tells WKRN she was out walking her dog last Thursday when the enormous Australian bird emerged from the woods and began to chase her. She says she called 911 and was armed with pepper spray. But as she ran away from the bird, she fell and got hurt. It took a crew of nearby construction workers to shoo the emu away and escort her home. Even then, the emu followed. Metro Animal Control picked up the emu and took it to a facility where the animal showed signs of distress. She is a female named Picasso. The owner has taken her back home. Edwards is bruised but expected to be okay. Animal Control says the case is still open. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.